And welcome back. Live from RKGGF Studios, I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by the Independence Chamber Director. It's Lisa Wilson joining us on a Tuesday morning. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Always appreciate you having us, having you in here on these Tuesday mornings, no doubt about letting us know everything that's going on up in Independence for the next couple of weeks. I can't believe it. We're on the home stretch of the month of February at this point. We've got this week and then partial of next week, and then that's it. And then we get into March, so we've certainly got some dates to knock down here for the rest of February. Of course, it is it's Tuesday, Recycling Day, and a big shout-out. I know we made this apparent last week, but there were some changes with the plastics as well.
Yes, yes. So we have two recycling days, as we talk about often. One would be today from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple. And like you said, we did have a little change to our recycling efforts. In fact, I received a Facebook post yesterday. We put it on our Facebook page about the recycling, and someone said, do you need to sort the items? And so I responded back that that yes, we do appreciate it if everyone would please sort their paper and their plastics and their glass, their cardboard, their tin, and their aluminum, all separate, because it helps all the recycling centers be able to put those items in the correct place instead of just pulling up with a truck full of recyclables and dumping it on them. So we do take e-waste. We keep that separate as well. All the aluminum and tin is actually kept in town, and it goes to CMC, and so we're able to recycle those and get the money from that to help sustain our recycling program. And we have a bit of a change on the plastics that we talked about last week. We would like for you to separate your plastics between ones and twos, and those would be milk jugs and like vinegar bottles and things like that. Take all the lids off, clean them out. Those would be, I think those are number twos possibly. And then number ones are all clear plastics like your pop and water bottles. Take the lids off of those. You can still leave the labels on, but we do have to have them rinsed out and separated. And then unfortunately, the place that we take all of our recyclables to does not accept anything beyond ones and twos. Hmm. So don't bring that, because it will just go in the trash as well. So
yeah, and I believe those numbers are somewhere located around the bottle, like kind of depressed within the plastic. So
you're
it shouldn't
exactly
be
right.
Too
usually
too
on
far.
The bottom.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
It couldn't be too hard to find it. And again, recycling, it's an easy effort to make, and it's so beneficial with that. So easy efforts for recycling with that. Also, it's Ladies' Night tonight.
It is. It is at the library, the Independence Public Library at 220 East Maple. You should really check out their website, check out their Facebook page, because obviously, yes, we just talked about it being Ladies' Night, but it's everyone's day all the time at the library. They have all kinds of great activities, particularly tonight, starting at 6 o'clock is Ladies' Night. They do crafts, they have snack food, they have wine. It's just an opportunity for women to get together and really enjoy a fun evening of just chatting and creating. There's a fee of $5 to cover the cost of materials. You can always call the library at 331-3030, or you can email Brandon at IPLKS.org. That would be Independence Public Library, Kansas. So IPLKS.org. But anyway, I just want to give a big shout out to our public library. It's a true community gem. Hundreds of people walk through the door of the library on a daily basis. There's all kinds of programming. Not only do we have Ladies' Night, which you said was tonight, but we also have Senior Day, and that's coming up on the 21st at the library from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's just all about things that are targeted for our senior population. And I'm actually meeting with Nancy Kishpaw, who is involved in this particular program. I believe I'm meeting with her later this week, because the chamber's working on putting together some senior services. You know, we have a lot of people who relocate to Independence who are retiring. We have a large retired population in our community. And often people walk into the chamber with the question of, so what do you have for seniors? And while I know of a few things here and there, there's not a collective place where people can find all the information that they want. And so we're working on putting something like that together so that we at least have something to hand out to say they play bingo here, there's a senior dance here, they meet here, and those kinds. There's Meals on Wheels here, and, you know, just those different things.
Well, and the level of convenience, too, and I know if, you know, basing it, of course, just basing it off of my grandparents, that thing would go magneted right up on the fridge. So, of
That's
course,
true.
They're going to hang on to it, and, it, you know, it's something for them, convenience-wise, it makes it easy. I know, you know, as long as there's phone numbers, you know, maybe instructions or directions of how to get there, they're going to get there. As long as they know the information and where it's at, then it certainly does. The convenience factor, I've learned, is a big, big factor with that. So certainly that would make it easier to kind of have those pamphlets. Is it still in the preliminary stages? Is that something that you guys are really, really fighting to get right now?
Yes, it is in the preliminary stages. I have selected individuals that I'm just meeting with one-on-one, kind of getting information from them. Like, I met with Kathy Shepherd from the RSVP program, which is Retired Seniors Volunteer Program, and really chatted with her about all the information that she has from her perspective and her job. I'm visiting with April Nutt, who is in charge of the Independence Housing Authority, and she takes care of Penn Terrace, which is a senior housing facility in our community, and then Nancy Kishbaugh and some others as far as trying to get all that information.
Yeah, sounds like another great way to kind of highlight some of the great chamber members as well, some of the great chamber businesses around, and just further bonus to them and a convenience factor to the seniors as well. So.
Well, and then what the end result is going to be that we kind of put together some focus groups so that we bring some seniors in and we talk to them, you know, senior married couples, seniors that maybe have discretionary income, seniors that are on limited income, really getting a good cross-section of what seniors need in our community, what's important to them for, you know, extra things, what's important to just meet their basic needs, and really finding out that information. So after I meet with some people that are in certain programs that I want to talk to, then we're going to be bringing seniors into the office and really kind of unpacking that. So.
Great. Yeah, I'll keep asking you kind of week in, not week in, week out, obviously, but, you know, on down
the
line,
we'll
keep you posted on the progress of that. So it looks like, I know last week we had some weather. I believe the high school may have had a postponed game, but ICC also playing in the middle parts of this week. Actually, tomorrow ICC plays, and then the high school will make up a game later this week.
Yes, so the Pirates will take on Allen County on the 20th, which is tomorrow evening. The women will play at 6 and the men will play at 8. It is actually sophomore night, so that will be fun to recognize those sophomores. And you're right, when we talk about cancellations of basketball, the poor high school just can't get a break. I think they've had 2 games that have been canceled. So they're going to have basketball back-to-back on Thursday and Friday. And Friday's game will be, I think they're going to be playing, I can't remember the one that they postponed, but Friday they're going to be playing Pittsburgh. So that will be a great game. And, of course, the varsity girls start at 6, and the boys follow that usually around 8. So fun basketball nights. And I have to say, you did an amazing job of calling the game against the Pirates
Thank
and the
you.
Ravens.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, I usually go to the games, and I wanted to come over to Coffeyville so badly to watch the Pirates and the Ravens play that night, but I had to work, and so I just got online and
tuned
figured
in
it out. Yeah.
Awesome.
So
well, I appreciate the compliment for sure. That's definitely one of my, you know, biggest reasons of being radio and television alone is to be around the action of sports and play-by-play. I love doing it, and I love to hear that I do a decent job at it, so thank you.
You
appreciate
do. And
it.
You know, one thing that I took away from that was how much homework goes into it, because as I was working and I was listening to it, you weren't just saying, you know, who was shooting and points and scores and all of that. You were really feeding me lots of stats about both sides too. You know, you had done your homework about the Pirates and the Ravens. So it was entertaining.
Well,
loved
good,
it.
Good. I can give myself a little pat on the back.
That's
there,
right.
Because yeah, I do quite a bit of homework for both teams. As much as I am, you know, the caller for Red Ravens, I try and keep it unbiased when it comes down to competition. But you can tell in my voice I get a little bit more excited when CCC starts to edge out, no doubt about. But I do try and keep it unbiased between the two. It makes it for more entertaining basketball, in my opinion, when it's just back and forth. And ICC, hey, they put up a good little battle. They did.
I know.
I was very excited to see that. So, basketball kind of on its way down. Speaking about cancellations here, we've whined about it enough, but looks like hopefully we get to whine about winter this Thursday.
I know. So we are whining about winter. Main Street is hosting the downtown event from 5 to 8 on Thursday. So encourage everyone to get out, shop the downtown stores. They will have some snacks. They will have some wine. It's just an opportunity to you know, get out from your off your couch and outside to get some fresh air, even if it is a little bit chilly, and check out all the stores in downtown Independence and around town. As you know, they have these special wine glasses that they pass out to the first 100 shoppers, and they move them around from store to store, and let's whine about winter. The glasses will actually be located at Sayers. So Sayers has all it says Sayers Ace Hardware on the sign, but it is so much more than that. I love Sayers. So they have candles, they have lotions, they have oils, they have clothing, they have picture frames and jewelry and house slippers and purses.
You know? I see that Ace Hardware, and it's like kind of the heart, you know, hardware store. That's kind of how it is.
No.
Paint and hardware,
well,
and this expands.
They have plenty of paint and screws and nuts and bolts.
They'll hook you up there,
and,
no doubt about, but everywhere else too.
But, oh, they have an amazing gift section. They have a wedding registry. They have food that they can make food baskets for. I mean, you name it, and they have it. So encourage everyone to get out and shop Sayers Ace Hardware, as well as all of the other stores in downtown Independence.
Great, yeah, and looking at the weather right now, Thursday is supposed to be in the 50s through the afternoon, but about 40 and then upper 30s. 30s through the night. So
perfect.
Let's cross our fingers there. It won't be too bad with that, as Eclectics always have got some fun things going on right there. It looks like they've got something happening this weekend, as well as the After Prom Bingo fundraiser coming up this weekend as well.
Yes. So I encourage everyone to go on Eclectics Facebook page. They always, as you said, have lots of fun activities for teens and adults and kids and families. So check that out and find something that is of interest to you. And also mark your calendar for After Prom Bingo. So After Prom Bingo is this Saturday. I will not miss this unless something comes up that I'm unaware of, because I love After Prom Bingo. It is a way to give back and help keep our kids safe on prom night. This is the fundraiser to raise funds that will be used to put on After Prom.
Okay.
So prom will come later. But right now, you'll need to meet this Saturday at the high school cafeteria. You can get your tickets. They're $10. You can buy them at Magnolia Sense by Design or grab one at the high school. You can also get them at the door for $13 that night. They have concessions that open up at 5:30. So they have like Frito chili pie and nachos all that stuff.
Gotta
so
love it.
Good stuff. Yep. Gotta have that. And then they have mini games. It'll start at 6 o'clock. And then full bingo starts at 7. And like I said last week, they have all these gift baskets that are lined up on the tables. And so when you bingo, if you are 12, there's a gift basket that would be of interest to you. If you are 75, there's going to be a gift basket that is special
so
for you.
So pertains to kind
everybody
of all
in between.
Age groups.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's something for everyone. It's always a fun night. And again, it is a good family event. It's something that you can play bingo when you're 8, and you can play bingo when you're 88. So.
Yeah, and you can enjoy it nonetheless. It is what you make of it. So go in and have a good time
stuff.
With it. As again, speaking with Independence Chamber Director Lisa Wilson here on this Tuesday morning. Man, can't believe it. But let's go ahead and highlight some of the dates in March that we've got. As January, February have flown by at this point. We still do. We've got a couple of minutes here, but you know, kind of highlight a little things, and then I know you wanted to get to some big dates coming up here in March as well. So.
Okay, so March the 1st, that will be First Friday. That's always an informative event that we encourage everyone to attend. It's at 7:30 in the morning at the Civic Center. It's free to the public, so watch our Facebook page for more information about that. March the 2nd will be the Lions Club Bean Feed at the Wesley Center. $5 for adults, and children 12 and under are free. The beans will be served from 10:30 to 2:30, and they make amazing beans and cornbread. I especially love the jalapeno cornbread. So support the Lions Club on Saturday, March the 2nd. And then Saturday night will be the Main Street annual fundraiser. The theme this year is Boots, Buckles, and Main Street. And Main Street tells me that this year the money raised will be going to buy more Christmas decorations for our downtown. So
great.
That will be a much needed addition to our downtown. So we look forward to a successful event. And then I marked a couple of days that I thought parents might be interested in, or just the general public. This might be another senior opportunity. If you enjoy music, March the 4th and March the 5th at the middle school, go out and listen to their choir and guitar concert on the 4th. That's at the high school, at the middle school gym, 6:30 in the evening. And then on the 5th will be the band and the strings concert at the middle school gym, again at 6:30. And I encourage you to do that because you will be wowed. We have an amazing band program and strings program and music, vocal music program for that matter. They have it going on. They are rocking. And you would think, oh, you're just going to see great entertainment at the high school level. No, they start them young, and they are so talented. So I encourage everyone to get out and enjoy those two concerts.
Yeah, you've been talking those both the strings as well as the band in general. But I'm sure just musically, the great instructor, it bleeds kind of all the way down through all of the programs there. So you'll be entertained, no doubt about. So it looks like also Celebrate Independence coming up in the first week of March there as well.
Yes. So March the 7th, it's always on a Thursday. We will be meeting at the Masonic Lodge, which is at 2000 West Laurel. This is a paid luncheon. The cost to go is $10, but it's actually open to the public, sponsored by the Chamber, starts at 11:30. And Celebrate Independence is a quarterly event where we pick a subject matter to celebrate. And this particular quarter, we have picked Celebrating Regional Manufacturing. And though it's in Independence, we're going to be hearing from a representative from John Deere, so in the county but outside of Independence. We're going to be hearing from a representative from Spears Manufacturing, in the county but outside of Independence, in Caney. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to be hearing from a representative from Cobalt Boats, which is outside of the county but actually closer than Caney and Coffeyville. And so we're really interested to hear what's going on inside those facilities and what they have projected for 2019, 2020, and really talk about employment patterns, how many people are living in Independence and working outside of the area, or how many people outside the area are working at those places but live in Independence. Just some real, good data. So
certainly something to kind of look at and reflect on with it, and also kind of see where Independence is at with that. And then real quick here, Lisa, we've gone just a little bit over, but I know this is a pretty cool thing for St. Patty's Day. You guys got something downtown as well.
Yes. So March the 16th is the St. Patty's Day pub crawl. It's in downtown Independence. It will start at 6 o'clock. You can buy a passport. I believe they're usually like $5 at the Main Street office, and you wear this passport around your neck and you go to all the participating bars and restaurants, and you get a little punch, and then you end up at the last restaurant or bar, and they do a big drawing for everybody that turns in their passports for cash drawings. There's drink specials at all of the places that night. Everybody's dressed in green, and it's a fun night. I think this will be their third one, and they've always been very well attended. There's always people from, I see my friends from Coffeyville that come in and do the pub crawl. Right. So it's a fun time. So mark your calendar for March the 16th and participate in downtown's St. Patty's Day pub crawl.
Yeah, you gotta love those interactive events like that. Fort Collins, now fortunately they have like 8-9 breweries, but they did the beer bingo, and you had to go to different breweries and try a specific beer, and again get your card punched like that, and then go around, and I actually think my sister may have won it. I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but I think she did a really good job at it. But yeah, they went from brewery to brewery. This one just going from spot to spot down in Independence. So same idea.
Well, you know what? By next year, we will have our brewery.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah,
that's right.
How about some brewery bingo then?
Very cool. Did you have any exact date? I know it says summer of 2019. 2019, but any, you know, kind of exact date, a little sneak peek or month at least that we might be seeing that brewery up there in Independence?
I do not. I do not. But I do know that as I drive by every single day, there is activity in there.
Good.
I saw some pictures the other day from Gary Hogsett, one of our city commissioners, who has been very active in spearheading that, and they've got things framed up on the inside, so
nice.
They're moving along.
Awesome.
Equipment has been delivered, so.
Oh man, they're making good strides. Then they
it's
are.
It's gonna
so
happen.
We'll keep getting updates with that as well as we'll check in with you next Tuesday again. That's Lisa Wilson, the Independence Chamber Director. Lisa, again, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.